Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman, and if you are coming through, then please do let me know. So this is going to be short and sharp because I'm on a run at the minute and it's taking every ounce of energy to get out here and run. How are we doing? So yesterday we talked about putting yourself first, finding some time to prioritize you and how you can develop you. Now, I realise that for the majority of you, you're very busy. Life is very engaging and chaotic, and you're trying to run a job or run a business and trying to be dad and husband. And like I said, we're talking a lot of those responsibilities. So how can we find that magic time for us to be able to develop and build a process that's going to make us feel a little bit more consistent, have a little bit more control of our time and our energy, and have a little bit more clarity about where we're going. Now, the ideal time really here is the morning routine, is in the morning. And the way that this works is that we have to be able to sacrifice 1 hour's sleep. Now, in my book, It's a State of Mind, which the 5-day masterclass is based on, I talk about the golden hour. Now, when you eventually end up coming into my world or you evolve this, sometimes it's going to be longer than an hour. So, for example, my morning routine is 4:15 in the morning till 7 in the morning. So, for me, it takes that little bit longer, and I like to do a few more things to make sure that I'm ready and prepared for the day, right? So, it's really just about making that model, or taking that model that I talk about and evolving and moulding it into your lifestyle. So for me, sacrificing that hour of sleep to give you the golden hour is about preparing you mentally, emotionally and physically for the day. The purpose is that when you leave the front door, you leave the front door focused, energised, with clarity in terms of where you're going and what you're doing and where you're heading. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. Then you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. Not leaving the door frustrated, flustered and stressed from flapping around in the morning looking for your keys, trying to grab a bite to eat, trying to down your coffee before you leave. And I always feel that the day is won in that first hour. Okay, that the day is won or lost in that first hour. And if you can get up and you can focus on some things like mindset, like activity, like gratitude, like journaling, like preparation, then you're going to be a lot further down the line than you would be if you just got up and went off to work. Just make sure I don't get run over here. Now you can do that. So you could run, for example, you get up, you could do your thing for the first 5 minutes, and then you could end up figuring out exactly what you wanted to do in terms of workouts. You could do a 10, 15 minute, 20 minute workout. You could then focus on journaling. You can do meditation. You can then check your diary for the day and get some clarification. You can then focus on getting your food prep ready for the day, and you just kind of get into that nice routine. It's like a ritual. It just allows you to focus time on yourself. It allows you to build some momentum and consistency and some control and some clarity. rather than having this chaotic morning. Hopefully no one's normally up, but if kids are up, they can be with you. It's not the end of the world. Just make sure I'm here, it's pitch black. And it's really about building up this routine over a period of time so that actually you focus a little bit of time on yourself. And we always complain we don't get enough time to ourselves. And if the thought of getting up at 5 daunts you, then go to bed an hour earlier. You know, it's about consistency here. It's about sacrifices. You can't have one without the other. And by the way, when you end up getting up at 5 and you're normally used to getting up at 7, after a period of time, you become conditioned to that. You don't even think anything of it. At no point in my life did I ever think I would get up at, whoa, what the fuck was that? Fucking scared the shit out of me. At no point in my life did I ever think that I'd be getting up at 4:15, Monday to Friday. But I just do, and it's the norm now. And it's no different from when I used to get up at 7 and was tired when I was 7 o'clock. So it's just about adjusting these things into your life. It's about conditioning these things into your life. And it allows you to just have that time. Like, honestly, having that time to yourself is huge. How much time do you really have to yourself as a guy trying to fucking survive? So the morning routine is huge, and it's something we work on the 5-day masterclass. And if you want to come and learn more, I'm going to do a lot more training on this in more detail on the masterclass, which starts Monday week. So come and join us. It's free, costs you nothing, just some time and energy into yourself, that investment into yourself. And that's what the morning routine is. It's that investment, that time into yourself, into you, preparing you so you can be the best version of yourself. And I think, you know, a lot of people that do follow me do this. A lot of my clients do this. We even have a micro morning accountability in our 28-day program and our mastermind, where the guys have to show up and they bullet point exactly what they've put down. So it works. It's the most important part of the day. Own the morning, own the day. Right, I need to get running. Guys, thanks for watching. I hope you have a great day. Let me know if you do the morning routine. Let me know if you do it, what type of stuff you do, and share it with some of the other guys that maybe are not doing one yet.